That's what people are for now, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thanking you and blessing your name. We honor you and we praise you. I ask that you would use me, Father, for your glory to show someone the way to a deeper relationship with you. Mm-hmm. Not because of anything that I do, but because of you, Lord God, to call me now. So may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight and the sight of the family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Let's give God a hand. Promises that we can go to is a place where we don't have to beg to go to. You know, sometimes we go get something from somebody. You feel like you got your tail tucked between your legs and you're begging, and you don't know if they're going to receive you. You don't know if you should go because they're going to condemn you. You don't know if you should go because they're going to say, look at you like, they're so much better than you, and how did you get yourself? I have to catch myself sometimes. Some folks come up to you limping and hurting and life can beat them down, and next thing you have to catch myself not to be judgmental, because it could have been you. Mm-hmm. Could have been me.
Yeah, that's right.
I have to catch myself. Mm-hmm. How'd you get yourself in this position? Mm-hmm. Now, nobody can turn around and say, shut up, Charles. Mm-hmm. Could have been you. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was you. Mm-hmm. It was. Mm-hmm. And then all you said, then here's Charles sitting there with the old self-righteous thing going. Really? Mm-hmm. Shut up, Charles. Mm-hmm. Could have been. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it should have been. Mm-hmm. But because of the throne of grace, God over and over again said, I like to return to pushing myself. Wouldn't let the devil do it. Wouldn't let him finish what he had tried to start. So in this passage of Hebrews, we find out that we have a sympathetic Christ. We have a sympathetic Christ, who is our high priest to us in verse 14. And this high priest, and the thing about it, this high priest, he doesn't pass judgment on us in a way that condemns us not to be, that we're not able to get better. Mm-hmm. What happens is that sometimes, even within our church life, we think that we can hide things from people. Mm-hmm. And that may be true. That may be true. Mm-hmm. But if you look at verse 12,
okay.
13, it says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are what?
Naked.
And open unto the eyes of him. Which you have to give an account to. We can think we're doing something by misleading people. Mm-hmm. Think we're actually getting away with something. Mm-hmm. We take advantage sometimes of folk. Mm-hmm. Instead of edifying them. Mm-hmm. We hold back instead of lifting them up. Mm-hmm. We platitude people to death. We don't be careful. What do I mean by platitude? Oh, we just kind of say nice things. Instead of what? Do and tell. Do the truth to them. Tell them the truth. Do like Christ does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do like Christ does. And how Christ does kind of, what he did for us kind of reminds me of a story that I had read a while back. And this is what Christ does for us. There was this little boy going down the street in his neighborhood, and he saw this sign. He said, "Publish this." Hmm. You were born with it, right? So, publish. He always wanted to publish. So we went to the gate and shook it, and the man came out and said, "Mister, how much for the publish?" And the man said, "Oh, about $25 a piece." And the little boy's heart instantly fell. He said, "Can I see him anyway?" And the man whistled. Here comes the mother dog around the corner wagging her tail. Four puppies, all of them wagging their tail. And all of a sudden, after all those up to the fence, here comes one more around the corner dragging his leg. Keep up with the rest of them, Mom. The little boy said, "What's wrong with that one, mister?" He says, "He has a birth defect. He was born without a hip socket. And for the rest of his life, the vet says he'll just drag his leg around and never really be able to run and keep up with anybody else, rest of the dogs." The little boy said, "I'll take him. I'll take him." And the man said, "Little boy, you don't understand. This puppy will never, ever be able to run and keep up with you or any other dogs. You always need special love and special attention." And the boy says, "Yes, sir. I know he will need special love and special attention, and I want to give him that too, sir, because you see, as the little boy rolled up his leg, he would be able to hear the voice in his leg. I don't run too good either. But I promise I'll take care of him. Can I pay you a couple of dollars a week in town? I can get the $25." The man was so moved. And he said, "I'm going to give you the puppy." He says, "I know the puppy is in good hands now." And this is what Jesus sees in us, everyone. He came and sacrificed his life, and by the stripes that they put on him, he bought us. He purchased us. He cursed us. We were crippled. We couldn't hop. There's no way we can get to the Father but you.
Amen.
And he sacrificed his life. Yeah. He rolled up his leg and he showed the Father. He said, "I'll do it." The Father did this for you just like that little boy did it for that dog that could never really walk by himself again like the rest of them. He substituted his business. He said, "I'll take care of it." This is what Jesus does for you every day in a personal manner. If you were the only person on earth, he would have rolled up his leg and says, "I'll do it." Don't believe me? Turn to Galatians 2:20.
See, some people say, well, you know, it's just for those church people, and it can't be for me. He just, yes, I thought God just loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is true. But that kind of makes you feel like it's not personal. Maybe a little bit. I don't know. It makes me jump up and down. I'm happy about it. But verse 20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ that what? Liveth in me. And the life I live, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I don't want y'all to miss this shit. Somebody's right now. By the Son of God who loved me. I'm going to write it all in a minute. And gave himself
for
me.
For me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It makes me happy. Because he did it for Mr. Mikey, but he also did it for
me.
Yeah, he did it for you, Karen, but he also did it for
me.
Yes, he did it for you, Sister Jessica, but he also did it for
me.
Yes, he did it for you, and it ought to make you happy. If there was nobody else in this room, you could still say he did it for
me.
All that I know.
Yes.
Does it make you happy, or am I just kind of
excited
about this thing this morning?
Thank you.
There's no deeper love, the Bible says, than that he gave, that someone gives his life for another person. But brothers and sisters, family, listen to this. Jesus went even further. He did it for you while you didn't even care about him, while you were an enemy. Turn to Romans 5. You didn't care nothing about him. He still said, I'll roll up my leg for you. I'll take you. You there? Say amen.
Amen.
That's right. We read the Bible around here. We learn. Amen.
Amen.
Learn not to learn to stop limping around in life. Because you can go to the throne of grace. You can go to him. He's accessible. Look at verse 10. You there? Say amen.
Amen.
And it says here, for if when we were what?
Enemies.
We were reconciled to God by the death of his
Son.
Much more being reconciled, we shall be what?
Saved
by his
life.
By his life.
See, God, Christ went further than just giving his life. See, the scriptures over in John 15, 13 says there was no greater love than a man lay down his life for his friends. But you see, Jesus went even further. Come on, somebody. Jesus went even further. You didn't even like him. He was your enemy. You were his enemy, I'm sorry to say, and you were against him, and he still sacrificed.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry, I get happy. He still rolled up his pants and said, I got a break too. I'll do it. He's accustomed to your pain. He's acquainted with your grief. He came down here and he took every stripe.
Amen.
While he was still enemies. He was sacrificed for you. According to Galatians, even if he was the last, only enemy on the planet. And God, we ought to give him praise and glory for that.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, because we believe in he's drawn us into to the family, we don't have to beg to go through the throne of grace. We don't have to beg to call on his name. We're always welcome. Welcome. That's why we can pray. We can call on his name. We can just stop the car and have a prayer for us. We can stop at 12:30 and pray. We can pray at 3 o'clock. We can pray at 9 o'clock. We can get up in the morning and pray. We can go to bed and pray. We can pray around the table. Pray! Because we have access now. He promises to hear and listen to us and we can seek him with repentant hearts. Yeah. Sometimes you're gonna mess up. That don't mean you can't go. And you just say you can stop. You can turn around. You can stop being disobedient. You can give up the sin. You can stop doing what you were doing and say, Lord, I'm sorry.
That's right.
And he will hear your humble
cry.
And old Sartre says that he will answer.
Yes.
8:34 Romans. I want to show you something about this here. He's going to answer you. We expect that we've been out there doing whatever we want to do and doing it however we want to do it, and all of a sudden, just because we decided now that we're not going to do it anymore for 5 minutes, that he's supposed to just.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait on the Lord sometimes, amen?
Amen.
Y'all saw this passage not too long ago we was in here. It says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. He goes from the whole world to we were his enemies. to now he sits at the right hand of God the Father. And I want y'all to remember that word. He sits at the right hand of God. And he talks to the Father about I'm crucified with Christ. I live. It's not I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And he talks to the Father about, come on, get at me. Don't look at me. He said, y'all with that group down there, you know. That's a pretty general rule. He talks to the Father about you.
Yeah. Woo.
And the world wants to make you feel like you're a speck. The world wants to make you feel like you're nothing, like you're rejected. Like, man, you know, you just got to get along with the beehive. He talks to the Father about you. It's what makes me happy.
Yeah.
Because I have a Heavenly Father who's looking out for
me.
I act like it. I claim victory. I'm a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know that he is that he says that he is. I believe the report.
Oh Lord,
who believes our report? Because they have not all obeyed the gospel. Oh, you take some faith and it takes some obedience mixed with it now.
That's right.
Just because you say you believe the Lord, then you don't do anything he says. But I tell you what, you start being obedient.
Yes.
You start walking away from the sin. You start repenting in your heart. It's like, Lord, you know me, Lord. It's naked before you. You know I got a problem with this, that, and the other. Lord, you know I got issues. Come on, somebody. Give God praise. Turn it over to him. It's naked. Go, if you don't believe it, go to the mirror and look at you like, this is how the Lord sees you. But he sees you.
That's right.
All that stuff that you don't want to walk around and show nobody.
We know about it.
He knows.
Glory to the Lord.
I'll take them. Thank God. Thank God.
That's right. That's right.
Say, God is not a man.
No.
Hallelujah.
A fool.
Hallelujah.
Well, he is 100% man. I'm going to show you that too. But he needed something else to do. And I pick them all, even though they're my enemies. They don't love me. They don't turn to me. They're always doing what they want to do. And every time they get a break, they go back to doing what they want to do. As soon as things are glorified, they don't go to church no more. They don't call my name no more. They don't call me until things get really hot. And then I roll up my pants back over and I fix them up. And next thing I know, they go out the door again. And God's doing it all over again. Oh, I can't go to church this morning. Hello. I'm going to listen to it on the radio. God is good, y'all.
Oh, yes, you are.
He intercedes. If nothing else makes you happy today.
Oh, yes.
Lord Jesus Christ. Sets up the right hand of God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Has conversations to the Creator of the universe.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Look up tonight unto the hills from which come. Look up tonight. Go outside. If you can't get happy about what I'm telling you in this message, go out tonight and look up to the heavens and look at the one who created all the Orion and the Pleiades and the big bears. So many of them, you can't count them. You can't see them all. They hang there. They do what they do. The whole universe holds together by the power of His Word. And He has conversations about
you.
And there's so many people who don't know this joy that I have.
Yes, Lord.
This peace that I have. That no matter what comes into my day, it can't separate me from the love of God.
Yes, Lord.
Through Christ Jesus.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
I'm sorry, it makes me happy.
Yes.
I'm not trying to make you happy about the truth. Because as soon as you start operating and following me as I follow Christ, like Paul said, I guarantee you, you're going to start talking to some mountains, and they're going to move!
Amen. Yes!
Out of your way.
Yes.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anything?
Yes.
Anybody?
Yes.
Anybody? Yes. Anybody? Yes. 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 They don't know it, but you need to tell them.
Yes.
You need to tell them. You're going to start talking to your mountains. Yes. And the mountains will start getting out of your
way.
Yes. Start getting. And the more you get Satan bad, that comes to the throne of grace, you're going to find out that the mountain going to be, where is it? You're going to be looking for mountains. That one ain't big enough. Baby woman. I'm going to let one of the new Christians handle that one. I want them to see me up on top of that one. Come on, somebody. Tell me what I know.
Praise God.
If I was sitting up there pulling your leg, I wouldn't do it because I don't have that in me. I'm telling you what I know.
Amen.
I'm not telling you something that just will blow your head up.
Praise him.
I'm telling you like the word says, test him. Please, you will not pour you out.
Blessings.
Yes. You're not able. Able to receive.
Yes.
He's a restorer. He's a fixer. He's an healer. He's a bomb in the middle. He's a bread over some of them. He's a great God of God. Start mixing your faith with some obedience. And you can come. You can come and talk to him and tell him he's naked. He knows. Stop acting like, well, God, you know how good he knows.
Lord,
Lord, I'm a what a wretched man. Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, but if there's anything about me you can use, I'm going to by faith, Lord, just turn over to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Two things I want to teach you from this passage.
I guess you were already told you. I don't know. Possibility.
Oh yeah.
Two commands. Bring his past. Go back to Hebrews with them. Two commands in this passage. The commands here in verse 14, you'll see it. It says here that seeing then, are we there? I want you to miss it because then we get into the real teaching here. Mm-hmm. The other stuff will just encourage you, amen? We're getting into the obedience part now. That's faith, right?
Yes.
We're encouraged. But here it says seeing then we have a great sense of greatness. See, some people just want to go to and say, I have a high priest. You have a
great high priest.
Mm-hmm. Acting like that. That is passed into the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God, is your command. What is it?
Let us hold fast our profession.
Your first command is that you got to hold fast your profession. Mm-hmm. You. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can find out what the Bible says what it means.
Turn over to Philippians 4:14.
We're going to work right on through here, amen.
Yes.
Keep your Hebrew thing so you can flip back. We're going to work now, y'all.
Philippians
4:14. What does that mean? I like that. This is the last time you said, well, what does that mean, Lord? Notwithstanding. Mm-hmm. Notwithstanding. 13 says, go back there. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Yes.
Notwithstanding, you have what? Well done that you have communicated with my afflictions. These people, Paul first says, he's in bonds. He's in a certain amount of worldly trouble, mm-hmm. by world standards, and it would look like things are he looked like he well let me tell you he's in trouble because he won't shut up about the Lord. Mm-hmm. He won't stop telling people about the great God of heaven and the salvation that's within His Son's ability to give to you. So he'd rather go to jail. Mm-hmm. That's right. Just don't step on your toes. He does so much. He would rather go to jail than to shut up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember.
Yes, yes.
Tell me what I can't say.
That's right.
Matter of fact, I'm not watching the All-Star game today. They can't tell me.
That's right.
They want to say, what bathroom my wife can go in or I can go in, I'm not going to do it.
That's right.
I'm going to take a stand.
That's right.
I'm not going to watch it.
That's right.
They're going to move the game from Charlotte to Texas because Christians don't want
Texas to
Charlotte. No, it's not the Charlotte.
It's the right.
I'm thinking of Charlotte to New Orleans.
Thank you.
Yes.
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 Because Christians say no. This is a man's bathroom, and this is a woman's bathroom.
Right.
So they want to hit them over the head with the money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I commend Charlotte, and I'm going to stay with Charlotte. I'm not watching it.
There you go.
There you go.
That's right.
You don't be careful. You be standing outside the door with your wife and your mother or your sister or your wife and your children because you don't know who's going in the bathroom with them. That's wrong. It's evil.
It is.
I'm not watching. Mm-hmm. And they keep it up, I won't watch none of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell everybody.
That's right.
I know. Paul, he wouldn't shut up. He was in jail.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You ask me what the word meant, what the whole fast your profession. Paul didn't shut up. He persevered.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Here it is. He could have stopped. He could have
quieted down. He could have got out the back way. Nobody could have. They say, the Paul be quiet and talk. And he wouldn't stop. He persevered through the trouble. He held fast his profession. If I can make it just a little bit clearer, go to 127. Yeah, 127. Paul says here, only let your conversation be as become what? The gospel of Christ. That whether I come and see you or else be absent, that I may hear of your affairs, that you what? Hold fast, stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And you kept reading 16, and the next one says, then don't be terrified of anything. Oh, now stop being chicken.
That's right.
You're a great God, Zion.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not going to watch it. And I encourage you all to turn it off now. We just tell them that what we're going to do. For God, I stay live, and for God, I was staying with Charlotte on it.
That's right.
We need to start standing with people who take a stand for God.
That's right. That's right.
Look at 3:13. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess it's a lot of getting all this. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing, listen to me, I don't know about it, before I give you the rest of this. If you can't do nothing else, do this. Just go. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are what?
Before.
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You ask me what does it mean to hold fast to your confession? It means to persevere, my friends. It means to keep on keeping on. It means to don't take nothing for your journey. It means to, what's going to happen to your trip along the way? You're going to keep looking back, thinking that you were doing something when you thought you were doing something. You weren't doing nothing. You're on your way to hell. And all it's going to try to do now is destroy you if you keep looking back. Destroy you and destroy your family. Destroy the things that you're trying to do. Every time you try to run to plow a straight line, next thing you know, you're looking over here. Next thing you're over here, you're like, you can't do that. You can't plow a straight line and keep looking back.
Right.
You can't do the right thing and keep looking back. Do you know how many people are trapped in this?
Mm-hmm.
This is one application right here.
That's right.
Remember when? I don't think we'll just keep living in their little kindergarten pastures.
Oh, yeah.
Want to get together and commiserate and drunk over and over again and talk about it and blow weed about it and laugh about it. Isn't that funny? You were on your way to hell!
Mm.
Forget those things which are. You start pressing. And if you don't, the devil sees you. He sees your tendency. And guess what, brothers and sisters? It's naked before the one that's able to see everything. He already knows. Who are you fooling? Who are you attempting to fool? Your friends? That was the first one. Give God a hand. And then I got the second one, and I'm almost done. Go back to Hebrews, man. I gotta give you that one. Keep your Philippians. Don't lose it. Go back to Hebrews 4.
Okay.
and it says in verse 16, look at this, I like this. It says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain what?
Mercy.
And find grace to help in time of
need.
Need. So your first command from this particular teaching about getting to the throne of grace was to persevere, was to hold fast your confession. Now your confession. Now your second command, if you believe this, your second command is this. Y'all see it?
Yeah.
Come what?
Boldly.
You have to do this, my friends. You have to draw near to God with confidence. Mm-hmm. He's able. That he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That he can keep you from
falling.
That when he commands it from heaven, that the door is open, that no man can. You gotta give God. You gotta come to him knowing. I mean, not with this double mind, James says. Not with this unstable mind. You gotta believe God is.
That's right.
That he has a saving power.
Thank you.
We have a high priest that knows us, that knows the troubles that we see, who sympathizes with us. The Bible says he's a great high priest. And that's one thing you gotta understand, he's a great high priest. But let me say something about this coming boldly first. Go back to Philippians. Y'all have some scripture to study. Y'all don't need to watch this, folks. Because you're going to draw near. You're going to meditate on these things. You're going to test in light of scripture. What I'm telling you, you're going to find out, you're a pastor, make light of this. And I try to stay close to the word. So that when you go home, you're going to say, did he say that? Yeah. 4, 6, and 7. Look there. It says, be careful for what?
Nothing.
But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Stop whining all the time. Thank you. Just thank you for that. You got nothing else to thank you for. You thank. With prayer, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto who?
God.
And here's the thing, and the peace of God, which passes
all understanding.
What's he going to do for you? I'm telling you, you don't have to be worried about nothing. You don't have to be anxious about anything. Because if you get into this word, if you start drawing into this throne of grace, God's going to help you through situations. Even when it looks like it's getting ready to blow up. Even when it looks like there's no hope. Even when it looks like all hope is gone. I'm telling you right now, he will guard your hearts and minds. He will give you a peace that surpasses
Do you see
what happens out there in the world? You know, because a lot of times when things get a little tumultuous, when things get uncertain, when things get rocky, and the first thing they do is hit the bottle. First thing they do is what? Call their friends, and their friends are what? Complaining? Call somebody and go, no, think about the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Next thing you know, you're anxious and worried too, and here it is, you have this access to the throne of grace that you can go to the boldly, and you can make your request to the Lord. And even in the midst of all the even in the midst of a storm, he will give you peace. Your faith was obedience. Next thing you know, that mountain is gone.
Yes.
And if you didn't, get over the mountain and remember where he brought you from.
Right.
You will start looking at the next mountain. You know what's coming. But you now know that I can do all things.
Praise God.
got you off the stage now. He brought you off the stage now. Yes. It takes a little bit of experience to know that, that he's got you over and over again, and he's brought you through over and over again. It takes a little heartbreak to know that God has never left you nor forsaken you. It takes a little heartbreak and experience to know the tribulations with the patience and experience. Now all of a sudden, you see that thing coming, and you know it's coming. You got to deal with it. You know it's coming. But you also now know that it's soon going to be cast into the midst.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of sea.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you're not living your life like that, mm-hmm. the devil's jacking you up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because now they're coming so that not only to make you stronger,
mm-hmm.
it's so that you can show people that God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
They falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
And you going, I'm sorry, I'm going to sleep. I'm gonna sleep.
Yes,
I know who's a demon extractor. I know who's a way maker. I know who can fix it even when I can't fix it.
Yes.
What can I do when I'm supposed to have my head on the pillow going to sleep, getting ready to go back out there and fight the good fight tomorrow? I'm gonna be in the bed like this. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna go to sleep knowing I got a Lord that can govern it, watch it fall. Look at that crazy Negro son of a bitch. Don't you know I got him? Believe every word of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And if it's for me, God is going to give it to me.
Right.
And if he wants me to walk through that valley, I know he's going to be with me.
Right.
His rod and his staff, it will comfort me.
Yes.
And if he wants for me to go through that valley, I know that he's taking me through that valley to show me something that I need to know. If he's taking me through that valley, I know that he's taking me through that valley so that he's showing you something that he wants me to show you. It's going to bring him glory. He's going to bring me out of that valley. He's going to scoop me up like a new light. He's going to show forth my righteousness. I'm living with it. I'm here to tell you right now, he can't do nothing but fail. Crazy man, I would ask you to commit me.
Yes.
But I'm telling you about the great God that I know about.
Yes.
Who's fixed it for me over and over and over again. Give him a hand. For you, anytime. Just to let you know that you, all you gotta do is just keep fighting, keep moving, don't give up, don't stop, hold fast to profession. Amen.
Amen.
Hold fast to it. You don't need that last part because the devil fools you on this last part. Now people say I'm a Christian. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just stop at the door in there. Get close to God. That's what he wants. He wants a relationship with you. I'm here to encourage you in a relationship. I want you to have a relationship with me in this church too. But it paramount that you get this relationship closer to God. Amen?
Amen.
He'll reveal himself to you in a special way. that you're going to come in here, and I won't be the only one around here.